In that moment, I saw the potential for a dancer. As I was changing into practice clothes, I felt as if I were putting on a uniform, and I thought, yes, I want to join this team. That's when and how I made my life choice. 8. What is your creative ambition? To continually improve, so I never think, my time may be over. 9. What are the obstacles to this ambition? The pettiness of human nature, mine as well as others. 10. What are the vital steps to achieving this ambition? I often think of myself as water flowing into a rock. The water eventually finds its way out the other side, but in between it seeks out every hole and channel in the rock. It keeps trickling forward, gathering force, until it bursts out on the other side as a raging torrent. That's my career experience. I don't have steps or ladders. I don't improve in steps. I'm the water slapping into the rocks. I gather force and then explode. 11. How do you begin your day? I wake up at 5:30 a.m., head across town for a workout at the gym for 14 years with the same trainer, Sean Kelleher. 12. What are your habits? What patterns do you repeat? I repeat the wake-up, the workout, the quick shower, the breakfast of 3 hard-boiled egg whites and a cup of coffee, the hour to make my morning calls and deal with correspondence, the 2 hours of stretching and working out ideas by myself in the studio, the rehearsals with my dance company, the return home in the late afternoon to handle more business details, the early dinner, and a few quiet hours of reading. That's my day, every day. A dancer's life is all about repetition. 13. Describe your first successful creative act. When I was 8, living in San Bernardino, California, I was always forced to practice alone in my room. But I wanted human contact and some commentary on what I was doing, so I would gather the kids in the neighborhood and convince them to come with me into the back canyons where we lived, and there I would design theatrical initiations for the kids. This was my first creative act, my first moment of being a floor general and moving people around, my first choreography. 14. Describe your second successful creative act. 16 years later, my first concert, Tank Dive, 1965. 15. Compare them. They're the same. In both, I'm organizing people in time and space with ritualistic intent. 16. What are your attitudes toward money? Hate that I need it. Power. Challenge it if you don't have it. Don't abuse it if you do. Praise. Don't trust it. Rivals. Bless them. Work. What I live for. Play. Work. 17. Which artists do you admire most? Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Balanchine, and Rembrandt. 18. Why are they your role models? They aspired, they approached, they matured, they passed go more than once. Their work ended up light years beyond where they started. 19. What do you and your role models have in common? Total commitment. I strive to follow their example. I try to emulate their staying power and constant growth. I am different because I am a woman. There is a big difference between how a male artist gets to live and what the world expects of a woman, artist or not. 20. Does anyone in your life regularly inspire you? Maurice Sendak. I talk to him every Sunday, and he always provides the best chuckle of the week. He's the only person with whom I can just blurt, uncensored. And he does the same thing. We're like two wicked children. It's a delight. Dick Avedon also inspires me because of his ongoing discipline, his ongoing ambition, his ongoing efforts at self-education, and his ongoing grace. He has real ingenuity. Even when he's using old solutions, he's still inventive. 21. Who is your muse? My dancers. 22. Define muse. That for whom you long to labor. 23. When confronted with superior intelligence or talent, how do you respond? Enthusiastically. I can get there. Let's go. When faced with stupidity, hostility, intransigence, laziness, or indifference in others, how do you respond? Stupidity. Run, don't walk. Hostility. Get nicer. Intransigence. Push back. Laziness. See stupidity above. Indifference. Move on. 25. When faced with impending success or the threat of failure, how do you respond? Success. With relief. Failure. More work. Fast. 26. When you work, do you love the process or the result? I love to study the beginnings of things. The first steps are the most interesting ones. When you're just beginning to find your way into a problem, whether it's artistic or philosophical, and when you don't yet know what you're trying to solve and how you're going to solve it, to me there's something very solid about the first time something is achieved. I know when I'm working that very first time I get something right. It's righter than it will ever be again. I cheated on the answer. I love the process all the time. I love the result the first time. 27. At what moments do you feel your reach exceeds your grasp? I always, always feel that at the start. But you get lucky now and again, so I reach anyway. That's why I study beginnings, so I can deal with those fears. 28. What is your ideal creative activity? Dancing well. 29. What is your greatest fear? That I won't be able to do it. 30. What is the likelihood of either of the answers to the previous two questions happening? Possible and inevitable? In that order. 31. Which of your answers would you most like to change? Number 6. Down deep, I still...